95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Riggs, Steve.
Beardless.
And the bearded Josh S.R. Perot. It's a Morning Hog Brew Review. 2023 version. It's so different. Look at the things we did.
That's crazy.
We look around this whole place. It's so different.
Still nobody dusted.
We didn't get into that. Yeah, but we'll probably February. We'll get to
spring
that.
Spring cleaning.
The reason why we didn't want to do that is because, well, it's dry January, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So nobody wants to do housework when you're not lit up.
Exactly.
But a great array of flavors that you can still enjoy from the SR Perot catalog, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've done dry January in the past,
the
last couple of years, and usually we limit it to one show because it's hard to find some options.
Right.
Well, this category in the last year or two has really exploded.
Okay.
So everybody's trying to get in on it. So we're going to start off with one of the classics, Coors Edge.
Okay.
It was actually called something else at a different time. Coors Cutter, I think it was.
Really?
Okay. So most of these beers are going to taste as close as they can get to actual beer.
Right.
They all have less than 0.5% alcohol.
Okay.
So that's why they're legally allowed to call them non-alcohol.
Okay.
But guess what? I found out when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Still can't sell it to someone under 21.
Really?
So
I tried.
I think
at a Sbarro's.
At a Sbarro's. Just to, you want
at
to
the
look
mall.
Cool.
I was with my parents. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see if I can buy a beer.
Really?
Nope.
Oh. That
wouldn't Josh. Sell to me.
Yeah, so we looked that up before, and I guess certain states you're allowed to.
Really?
The question also is, if you had one of these open in your beer pool, is
right.
that illegal?
Right.
Because some foods have more alcohol than this.
Oh, really?
Right.
Really?
Listerine has more alcohol.
Yeah, you shouldn't be swallowing Listerine.
Yeah, you should probably not be.
It could be an open container, though.
Steve soaks his apples in Listerine. Then we get fresh breath, and you get the vitamins. We don't recommend that, by the way. This tastes like beer.
It's right. good.
Yeah, so they've had so they started this back in 91. So one of the, on the cutting edge.
Really?
Coors Cutter.
Oh, that's why they did it.
I don't know if that's why they did it, but that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
So been doing it for quite a while, able to reformulate it here and there. The latest brand change was Coors NA previously. Now it's Coors Edge.
Okay.
Easy drinking.
Yep.
It does taste like a beer. You get a lot more malt than I think you typically would get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is more of a mimic for Coors Banquet. Not Coors Light.
Okay.
So for your Coors Banquet drinkers out here, here's an option.
I see that. Yeah. Yeah, it has a little more full flavored, maybe.
Right. Well, so
than the light.
The other cool thing about NA beers is you're not just not getting your alcohol for dry January. If you also have your resolution to kind of cut back some calories and stuff.
Yeah.
Most of these are going to be under 100 calories. I think everything we're going to be doing is under 100.
This is good news.
I noticed that.
41 calories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve and I are considering the Daytona Half Marathon in a few weeks. So this is really going to help us out a lot.
I'm going to do it.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to do it too. All right, I'll do it too. Fine. Fine. It's fine. Well, then give me another drink then for crying out loud.
Fine.
Where do we go next?
So we have our friends over at Athletic Brewing Company.
Okay.
They exclusively do non-alcoholic beers.
Right? All right.
It's also one of the fastest growing breweries in the country right now.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
They just partnered up with Dr. Pepper Keurig. So now they have some big financial backers to kind of get them out in the market and stuff.
Right.
This is their Cerveza Atletica. It's a light copper beer, kind of like a Mexican lager.
All right.
I have not tried this. We just got this about a week ago.
A little zesty.
I like that.
So this one clocks in at 60 calories.
Ooh. Okay. Well, that's got some extra. There's some flavor comes around on the a Ferris wheel. It's coming back around at you.
And like I said, if you go to Total Wine right now,
mm-hmm.
there's a huge end cap with a whole bunch of Athletic products on it.
Really?
They're being featured for Dry January as well.
Okay.
Tons of different options with their company as well. They have IPAs. They have lagers. They have a light beer. So it's really cool what they're doing. And then if you're ever able to get to the brewery, they have sours, stout.
This has got a lot more malt.
Right, absolutely. So you're going to find a lot of these kind of sit on that maltier side of things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the next beer changes that for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we taking a break before it?
Yeah.
Are we? All right. Have fun. I'm going to enjoy this. Stick around. More Dry January Brew Review beers on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.